Hi, friends.
Hello, should I delete that, listeners?
We still have some tickets left for our live tour and we would absolutely love to see you there.
On Thursday, the 23rd of May, we will be performing in the London Islington Assembly Hall.
On Monday, the 27th of May, we will be in Salford.
On Tuesday, the 28th of May, we'll be in Glasgow.
Sunday, the 2nd of June, Birmingham.
Monday, the 3rd of June, Bristol.
And Tuesday, the 4th of June in Southampton.
You can get your tickets at aegpresents.co.uk or via the link in the show notes or our Instagram bios.
We really hope we see you there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to Should I Delete That? I'm Mim Clarkson.
I'm Katia Clarkson.
I've got Kat!
Hey!
She went down a hit at the live shows and we thought, let's immortalise it. Let's get her on tape!
Thank you very much for having me. It's a true last minute bit of flattery. It's very last minute. She's like, I need you. I've asked everyone else.
It was a bit last minute, yeah. Mm. It's not what I had planned for today, but I can't believe it. This was Daisy's idea and it's such a good idea.
So you didn't even think of me.
No. Okay, so today's an Is It Just Me episode. I know you don't listen to the podcast, so let me talk you through the format. Do you though?
Sometimes. No, occasionally. I don't listen to any podcast.
So that's not what offensive.
But how on brand? How on brand?
Okay, yeah, that is on brand.
Yeah.
So, caveat before I let you know what we're getting into today, although you've probably seen the episode title, but we're recording in Kat's flat, which is very cool and very fucking noisy. So if you hear anything and everything, that's what that is. I apologise for the background
noise.
There
is a school literally right across the ways.
I'm surprised they let you live within that.
Shush now. Don't put that out there. Shush now. Not true.
Youths. Okay, so Kat and I, despite being blood siblings and relatively close in age, like there's only 5 years between us, are completely different generations.
Which I didn't realise until today. Mm-hmm. I just assumed that we were one.
No. Finlow and I, our brother and I, are millennials.
No, he's not a millennial.
Yes, he is. And you, little weirdo, are Generation Z.
The fact that you called it Generation Z.
You're a Gen Z baby.
Fat loser.
You're a Gen Z baby. So today's episode is a conversation. It's like talk TV vibes. Call me Piers Morgan. We're going to have a debate about the difference. Who's better? Who will win? And it doesn't matter. But who will win if we were competitive?
It does matter. If we were competitive, don't
who
be dumb.
Who would win? So, okay. Basically, I just want to discuss the difference in Gen Z and millennials. And you highlighted the first one already, that you don't listen to podcasts.
I don't know if I'm alone in that, but I know a lot of people don't. I know it's much more of a millennial thing.
Don't say this to me, it's my whole career. Don't be like, oh, there's a whole generation.
Instead.
There's a whole generation.
I don't know. It might be a whole generational thing. It might not.
So, basically, the youngest millennials were born between 1994 and 1996. So that's me and Finn.
That's it. You just don't really count. I don't think. Although you do lean into it.
I know everything about me is millennial. I do the millennial pause before I start recording.
Oh, do you? I was going to bring that up.
I love my Ugg boots.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. Comfort is key.
Comfort's key. Yeah. But I like all my basic little things. I like my lattes. I like the beige stuff.
Stanley Cup.
I've gone. But this is confusing because, I've got Stanley Cup. I've got hook, line and sinker for the Molly May aesthetic, but I've just realised she's probably a Gen Z.
Yeah, but she's what millennials want to be, that sort of...
Oh, that's so tragic!
She is what you aspire to.
100%,
she's the goal.
She
yeah.
is the goal.
But she's unachievable, standards, because she's too young. Actually, how old is she?
Young!
I bet she's like 40, but not telling anyone.
I know she's your age. That's what I keep thinking about Kylie Jenner, like the internet's convinced she's like 40.
Yeah. No, she throws me off every time I see her face. I'm like, something going on.
She's looking good.
She's looking amazing. She is looking amazing. Is she still... Oh, she, no, never
she's
mind.
With Timothy
Chalamet, that's it, yeah.
Timothy Chalamet. Do you remember? Do you remember writing on VHS? This is another BuzzFeed quiz. I always scrape BuzzFeed when I'm at the bottom of the barrel.
I love BuzzFeed quizzes.
Do you?
I love BuzzFeed quizzes. I actually really do.
That doesn't feel like Gen Z behaviour. That's got millennial lunch break written all over it.
Bear in mind, I'm a couple of years away from being a young millennial. I'm an old Gen Z. And when we were at school, pop buzz quizzes are amazing.
Looking at your eyeliner, there is no way anyone would believe that I was a millennial. That was the most millennial I've ever felt, was I went to dinner a couple of, years ago.
The other day.
The other day. In 1992, I was trying to do eyeliner like you do eyeliner.
Yeah.
And I sent girl Alex a photo and I was like, can I pull this off? And she just replied going, no, take it off immediately. And I was like, okay. And I did.
It's good to have friends photo. That are honest.
Yeah.
I didn't see the photo. Do you have it?
I did. It wasn't great. It wasn't good. Okay. I really want to do it, but it's just...
We have the same eye shape. You can do this very easily.
I'm so time poor. That it's such a big risk that it's like if I commit
this took me
to
2 minutes.
It takes you 2 minutes because you can do it.
Practice makes perfect.
But you just look so, I think genuinely, Kat, if I just started doing that, like, so listeners, sorry, if you can't, obviously, if you don't know what Kat looks like, where have you been?
Fucking beautiful.
But also, she's so stunning. But she basically does, she looks like me, but with brown hair. But she does.
And fat. Well, we're not going to lie to the people, are we?
So for listeners, Kat does the eyeliner thing, the cool, like, the really cool eyeliner thing where it's like, I'm not just going to go on the lash line. I'm going up, I'm going out, I'm going in the middle, I'm going over the top, I'm coming up to the brows. Genuinely, straight face, you see me, like, you come over. You know what, I'm in my leggings, my hair's a mess, I've got a kid on my hip.
Yeah.
And I've got that eyeliner. You'd be like...
Yeah, that's cool.
You wouldn't. You'd be like, you all right?
Look,
you'd
even,
worry.
No.
You'd talk. You'd call mommy on the way home. I know you would. And you'd go, I think she's going through something.
There's something happening. No. I think it's like a fun little thing of just like... Because I can wear the most boring outfit ever and I do have to sometimes. But I always like to have a little bit of eyeliner or something or like my rings or something just to be like, I've still got it. I am different, you know?
That's I love that.
Find your thing. Don't have my thing. It's like when you got a fringe or I got a fringe. You're like, right. No, get your own thing. Piss off.
For listeners, can we just go into pause and zoom in on that story? Because
I wept.
She was so angry.
I was really upset.
So if you've been following me for a while, you'll know that I got a fringe last year. Big mistake. Huge. Mm. That was not the first time I've made it. In 2016, on a whim, I went into the hairdressers. Now, for context, Katya was having her birthday party in April, despite the fact her birthday was in November,
so
right?
It was.
So I didn't feel like it was your birthday. Like, I didn't feel like...
It was my special day.
No, I get that, but I wasn't going to be like, oh, I'm going to ruin Kat's birthday by getting a fringe. I went to the hairdressers to get my hair done the day of the party.
As one does. Yeah.
And the hairdresser went, do you want a fringe? Now, with hindsight, I should sue, because they should never ask that on the spot.
My
they
brunette
should never
fat sister looks good with a fringe. I guess I will too.
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
Yes.
Word for word, how did you know? And so I said to her, I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'll get a fringe. Got one. I left the hairdressers and Katya sat on the bottom step of the house and you cried because Mum got one too. And then you were like, everyone.
Well, this is a joke. Yeah, this was my thing. Before I had the eyeliner, it was my thing. I had a fringe. Although, because I have curly hair and I wanted the Lily Allen fringe. So I blow dried this fringe to within an inch of its life.
It did look good.
And then I gave myself stress alopecia. So I was balding. But it's a real cautionary tale. So don't get jealous. Don't get a fringe.
Don't get fringe. There's so much to it. Don't get a fringe.
Yeah.
There's never a happy outcome of that.
Mm.
Lily Allen doesn't have one anymore. And I think we should learn from that.
Yeah. I bet she's bald. Bald as a cue ball. She blow dried it to death.
She's conspiracy theorist.
Just open start. Up, Lily.
Lily Allen's bald. I don't know why we're slaying her. We love Lily Allen.
I love Lily Allen so much.
I literally love Lily Allen more than anyone else.
I love her too.
So much.
Have you seen her house on the Vanity Fair?
Yeah. Oh. I know.
Carpet in a bathroom. gorgeous. Only in this instance, though.
Yeah, okay. Carpeting a bathroom is a rogue decision.
Disgusting. But only if you go to the bathroom, like, you use it, like, once a year.
Do you want a confession that I just know you're going to be fine with?
Yeah.
Ollie weed on the carpet yesterday and I did not do anything about it. Pretend that I didn't see it. Thought you'd be fine with it. Regret saying it.
I just wanted you to sit in silence for a bit and know that you just told everyone that.
Yeah, I know.
I can't judge.
I know
judge.
It's a safe space. No, you can't. Judge. I know you can't.
We've all been there.
Yeah. I remember weighing on the carpet when I was 7 and I never told anyone at home.
Which carpet?
It's gone now. It was replaced. It was outside my room.
Yeah, because you pissed on it. No wonder it was... It was outside your room! Room!
No, not outside our room. My old room when I was like before, when you were like not there.
And I not there.
When you were small.
Yes.
I remember I was desperate for a wee and I never told anyone this. I waited about 20 years to admit this, but I was desperate for a wee. No. I think I told everyone last year. Anyway, I think I called a conference and told the group, not you. But I remember being desperate and I was running out of my old room. And I was running down to the bathroom. I ran, and I was so desperate that weed just fell out. So I was going, and I weed, and I was naked, and I weed all over the carpet.
You just pissed yourself. Yeah. I had that once when, about the same age,
16?
No, about 7. We were skiing, and I was going up a T-lift, and I was about to piss myself, and I just pissed myself. And I did the rest of the day skiing covered in, like, and it got really cold. But, like, it was lovely to start with because I pissed myself when I was really cold. And I was like, oh, nice.
What a treat.
Toasty. And then...
did you tell anyone?
No. God, no. Soaked in piss. And no, obviously no one's going to, like, wash salopettes after one day of skiing. So I think I wore pissy salopettes for a week. It was my brand. It was my signature scent.
I can't believe... I can't believe we've left the fringe thing already.
I can't believe we've left the millennial thing already. We're gone.
I know, sorry. I can't believe you cried when I got a fringe though.
Yeah.
It was, I hated it. I regretted it immediately.
You looked so good. That's why I was so upset.
I had it down for one day because I had the same problem and it just went doing.
Yeah.
Like, I got frizzy, it went curly.
We don't and then, have.
No, we don't have the hair for
we
a fringe.
We don't have the hair.
But the hairdresser should have said that. She should have said it. She should have said, there's some curls here. Hair a fringe is a terrible
although,
idea.
Interesting fact, I learnt recently that only like 99% of hairdressers aren't trained to cut curly hair.
Yeah, this is because you went to a specific...
I go to a specific place, shout out Unruly Curls, please book me in for an appointment before I go on holiday, they're being quite tricky about that. I think I've got one, it's fine. But if you've got curly hair, find a hairdresser that does curly hair specifically because it'll change your life.
Yeah, your hair does look really good.
Well, I've straightened
You've
it
straightened
today.
It today. Oh my god, this BuzzFeed quiz is really tragic. What do you think when
I
you
think I saw a gif of Schmidt from New Girl, which is already teller. Yeah,
I love him. I fancy him an unholy amount.
I fancy him. I fancy Nick.
You know I get it, but he's not my guy.
No, fair enough. We all fancy Schmidt, though.
Yeah, we all fancy Schmidt. There's just something about it. My god.
I love the way he says roof. Roof. Going up on the roof. Mango chutney.
Yeah, the chutney. Yeah, every chutney. Time that I don't...
I've what, bench? No! I've never eaten
chutney in my life. And every time I see it in the shop, I'm like, chutney.
Chutney.
Okay.
The roof.
This quiz, what do you think of when you hear the words TikTok? And the options are...
Oh, no.
It's a photo of Kesha.
Oh, no.
Or the app. TikTok, round the block.
Are those the lyrics?
Are you kidding?
TikTok, on the clock.
What did I say?
Round the block?
No, I'm sure she said that at some point.
TikTok, round the block.
Sorry, I'm just remembering what Jenny taught me.
Oh, God. I just can't be doing with Jennifer Lopez.
Why?
For the same reason I can't be doing with Justin Timberlake.
Very different.
Retreat into a cave and never come back.
I hate this. This is the least feminist thing I've ever heard you say.
It has absolutely nothing to do with her being a woman.
Watch
it's
up.
Everything to do with her being annoying.
Why is she annoying you?
I'll switch God. Off. Have you seen that film that she's done recently?
Nope.
Watch that and you'll change your tune very quickly.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Okay, can I ask? Nothing to do with the age. What are we thinking of Miley Cyrus's rebrand? Because I'm obsessed.
I think she looks fantastic.
Doesn't she look fantastic?
I really admire her for the way that she just puts a brand new outfit on and abandons an entire personality.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool.
See, yeah, it's moving on from the fringe. It's the eyeliner era. She's just doing what
it's
you do.
It's exactly the same.
She probably cried when somebody else
Noah Cyrus came in with a blonde pixie cut and she wept. Yeah.
Someone else grinded up on Robin Thicke. What was he called?
Was his name Thicke?
What was his last name?
his last name was Thick.
What's his name? What's his name? You man?
Martin Thick.
No, it wasn't Martin. It was Robin. It was Bloodlines.
Robin Thick.
What's his name?
Shut up. That can't be his name. That's the dumbest name I've ever had.
I think that is his name.
Ah! It is. Robin Thick.
I knew it. I knew it.
Isn't he Canadian?
Anyway.
No, he's American.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, no, that whole thing was really problematic with hindsight.
That song was
wild. But no one came for Pharrell on it. And actually, Miley's just done a new song with Pharrell.
Pharrell's got his finger in quite a few pies. He always pops up. Do you know who sings the chorus on Where Is the Love by Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah, but I don't remember off the tip of my tongue. Don't tell me.
But if you really hear it and you hear it in your head. But he's uncredited.
I know, but I can't remember. Wait, bear with me.
Did Finlay tell you?
No. Yes, yeah. I think someone's told me recently.
Credit to Finlay, our brother, for this fact. But it will blow your mind. He's already been mentioned once in this episode.
Who is it?
Justin Timberlake.
Fuck, of course it is.
Yeah. Wild. Apparently wrote it. Well, wrote bits of it.
He would say that, though.
He would. God, I hate him.
I don't hate anyone, waste of energy, but I
it's got, a fantastic
I gave myself the biggest ick of my life watching that video of him in his cargo pants doing his dancing.
Is it the one in front of Britney Spears? Where he's like, okay, that one.
No, it wasn't that one, but that's his new show. But you know, can I tell you a confessional?
Very quickly, Enrique Iglesias humping the floor at his concerts. That's disgusting. Carry on.
The man from Imagine Dragons is really bulked up. I wish we'd seen him in this era.
What do you mean he's really bulked up? I remember very distinctly seeing, for some reason, I saw Imagine Dragons like 3 times in 1 year. I'm not even that big a fan.
You are a huge fan. I went with you twice.
He popped the hood all 3 times and I remember thinking,
ding dong.
Me. Yeah. Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa. Woof. Now I know why he went 3 times.
Woof. Yeah. Fucking great. No, he's
you know, I'm not sure you're the Gen Z you think you are. I think you are an old, like, I think you are a mother, and not a boomer, and trapped in a family body.
No, I believe I'm an eccentric old man from like the 70s, trapped inside of my body. The way that I speak, sometimes.
You are in brown trousers.
I do wear a lot of brown.
You do wear a lot of brown.
To
go back to Justin Timberlake.
Oh God.
Alex tried to buy tickets to go and see him in concert because he loves him. And it was £600 for him to go by himself.
Oh my God.
And he was really weighing it up. I was like, yeah, babe, go for it.
Oh, I could just imagine him.
By himself. It's like the time he got one ticket to go and see Youngblood.
No, he didn't.
He didn't go in the end.
Good.
Something to do with Arlo. Do you not like Youngblood?
I genuinely have absolutely no idea. Every single opinion I've had on him, I feel like has been influenced by the mass public.
Mm.
And I've had no chance to form. I know he's done some weird shit. I don't know what that shit is, so I don't want to form an opinion.
Yeah.
But I did see a clip of him spitting into his hand and rubbing it into his hair and thinking it was sexy. And I was like, no, that's gross.
I thought you thought it was sexy. I was like, okay, whatever.
No. You may... No. No.
Oh, pissy salopettes.
I wasn't doing that for sex appeal. I was cold and I needed a wee.
Coming in on the hygiene.
No.
I like Youngblood's music. I should have gone with Alex to the concert.
You should have.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What jeans do you prefer? Loose or skinny? I know the answer to that.
I like a flare, so a little bit of both. Yeah. But I suppose
tied on the ass.
Yeah. I suppose loose. I really like the look of like girls with like a bit of a tummy wearing low-waisted trousers.
Big fat that... agree.
I thought you were going to say something else.
No, I saw a video. Obviously, the comments were fucking horrendous, but I saw a video of a girl like with her jeans kind of like low-key undone, their baggy jeans, yeah. and it's like the Rihanna like pregnancy emulation. But this girl wasn't pregnant; she was just vibing, and she looked so cool.
Yeah,
and I was really inspired by that. And I actually, on the back of it, bought myself a pair of loose jeans and a little, and I'm just going to wear it with a little crop top, and I'm just going to have a bit of a tummy. Good. It's going to be great.
Good.
Isn't that fun?
I think it looks fantastic.
Yeah, me too.
It's. I feel like, I mean, I could personally, I could never. But also because my pants will always be sticking out because I love a big granny pant.
I do not understand low-waisted pants.
No.
I look like an... You know those things... You know when you play Boggle and you've got like the hourglass timer?
Yes.
I look exactly like one of those.
You could have just said an hourglass timer, but I love that you went for the specification of a Boggle
timer. Well, I didn't know. You're very young. I don't know if you were going to call a stop...
What? Boggle? I'm joking. I'm fantastic.
What's a stopwatch? Yeah. What was your first phone?
It was an iPhone. You got really pissed off at me. But I didn't have a SIM card in it. I literally was just playing this game.
Oh,
where
you had an iPod Touch for a while.
Yeah. We popping bubble wrap.
God, that was a good game.
God, that was a good game.
Yeah, so your first... Me and you got iPhones in the same year, and I remember just being like, don't know.
Yeah, we also got a fringe in the same year. Lots of things happened, Em. Move past it.
I was so angry.
Yeah.
Do you remember anybody's phone numbers off by heart?
Yes. Mine.
Is that it?
Mother's.
Is that it?
The home phone number, and I can remember the end of yours because it's got a nice little jingle to it.
Yeah, it does. Such, if you read it out, I'll kill you. But it's got such a great...
No, I just remembered something else, but it was it's probably a Gen Z reference that you wouldn't get.
Try me.
I have a structured settlement and I need cash now. Call JG Wentworth's 877 cash now.
What the fuck? It's a whole generation of people that just know that.
The funny thing is I don't even think it's a Gen Z thing. I think it's I think Americans in their 60s. It's like an advert from a... I don't know.
You've warped my perception of a whole generation because I just think, it must be a Gen Z thing. It's like, oh no, it's just you.
I can just gaslight you into believing the weirdest shit.
You might have done already.
Maybe. You'll never know. That's one secret I'll never
know. You know you'll love me. Fuck, I love that show.
I gave up on it.
What?
I gave up on it. I found it tiresome. I found it very taxing.
You're very taxing?
However,
how easy is your life that that's what taxed you? Oh, it's such a hard show.
That's when I started watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Now, that's the difference between us, because I've never seen that.
Woof. What a
when
show.
When did you give up on Gossip Girl?
Oh, literally, like, midway through season two, I think.
What? So you didn't see Jenny's Rebellion? You didn't see the greatest love story of all time? You
Taylor
didn't see
Serena
going
life
off
doing parkour.
The rails?
That's all you need.
That's my comfort show. I love it. I love it so much. I'm on Gossip Girl TikTok, although I have to say, I've recently found myself on Ed Westwick TikTok and I wish I wasn't there.
Why?
Such a nice guy. Like, I'm sure he's so cool, so handsome. Slay, like, get it.
Yeah.
But shit me, have you seen this? He's like sub TikTok. Don't have anything. It's just
oh god.
I'm like Chuck, no.
And
I actually think that must be very frustrating for an actor to have done one thing for so long that you're only that character.
Shall I go?
For the rest of your life.
Shall I go?
He's
Shall I go to
he's
me.
He's so good in Shall I go.
Yeah.
But to be
holy shit, I'm a natural. I love it when he says that. Every time I watch that film, he's gonna say it soon.
But between every time, how often do you watch Shall I go?
Frequently.
Yes, I'd love to watch that with you. If I didn't have places to be, that's exactly what I'd like to do this afternoon. Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Oh. Alas.
Haven't spent any time together anymore. Not since the baby.
Don't you start, you fucking lover. I know. I would love... We could all watch Shall I go. She's almost old enough to fully appreciate that.
Don't be daft.
I love Bill Nye.
I thought he's in that.
Oh my god, do you know what happened
today? What? Did you see him?
No. Oh. But I commented on Richard E. Grant's Instagram post and he liked it.
I know. You told me because I texted you. I can't remember what it was, but I texted you with like some fairly important news or something and you responded being like, wish I could respond but I'm far too important. Richard E. Grant just like my comment. Richard E. Grant just like my comment.
It was a good comment. Now this I do think is quite millennial and Gen Z differentiating.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you part your hair?
the natural laws of beauty tell me I should part it on the side, but I am a slave to my generation and I part it down the middle.
Yeah, see, I'm a slave to your generation too. Mm. I've become a middle parting girly.
However, cowlick. I have a huge one. A big widow's peak, a big cowlick, and this horrible little pubic curl.
Do you know how embarrassed I used to be about my cowlick? Because it was called a cowlick. Like, I used to get... I'd see my friends without them, and I'd be like, oh, God, I'm so jealous if you're just, like not licked by cow's hair.
Yeah.
I used to be so jealous.
To be fair, I was jealous of everyone's hair.
You've got the coolest hair.
No, I have low porosity hair.
You've got a lot of names for what's going on. Your widow's peak, your low porosity,
I have to
your
know
cowlick.
Everything. I have to know everything about it because it is a cruel mistress and it cannot be tamed.
I love your hair.
Thank you.
I've always thought you've got great hair.
Thank you. It's because I put a lot of time and effort and sadly a lot of money into it as well. Not today. It looks shit today.
It doesn't look shit today.
It looks shit today.
It doesn't look shit today. Mm. How do you take a photo?
What? I thought you were genuinely asking. I was like, oh God.
No, this is like big Gen Z... Oh, it's like the thing that do the heart thing with your hands. Are you going to do it wrong?
No, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, that's the...
I can't do this.
I remember doing...
What am I supposed to do with my thumbs?
Wait, look like... do it your way again? Yeah. I remember doing that once and putting it on Instagram and you commented being like, this is really embarrassing.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I was probably talking about something else.
No,
I was probably talking about your outfit.
No, you weren't. It was just a photo of my hand.
No, I couldn't have done it.
Yeah, I put a heart.
Wait, was this years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah, no, I do remember that. It's because you... I think it's because you edited it really heavily.
I know, I was really proud of it. It was like in the
I
big,
remember this.
Like,
it was in the Isle of Man and it was the sunset through your hands.
Yeah, and I was, yes. Yep. And I was so proud of the photo. Like it was like, I'd really up, like it was just off my hands, the sun coming through it. Obviously I'd up the contrast, I'd up the saturation, probably put a little filter on it. It was 2016, it's what we did.
Yeah.
And
okay, but let me paint a picture
it,
for
like,
you.
This is really embarrassing.
I was feeling cunt. I just got a new fringe and I was going to shit over everything else that everyone else was doing.
God, that makes a lot of sense. You were bad.
I was going through something.
And look, I didn't even want the fringe. I spent so long with a headband on. I spent years with a headband on trying to get that.
Yeah, well.
Oh my gosh, so Gen Z's, when they go to hold the phone, they just put their hands flat to their head.
That's silly. This doesn't feel like a Gen Z thing. What's the one below me, like a Gen X and a Gen Alpha?
No, Gen X are the older ones.
Sorry, Magpie just flew by.
Morning, Magpie. See, that's what I mean. That's not Gen Z behaviour.
It's sensible behaviour.
It is, yeah. You've always got to say hello to the Magpies. Mm.
Yeah, no, but that's just... That's cute. This is stupid.
It's a really bad method of communicating on a podcast where we discuss things that we're doing with our hands.
Ha! I can't be bothered to explain it. You know what we're talking about. Thumb and a pinky, or just the palm of your hand. There we go. That's all.
Ollie's going to live on their phone, like by that generation.
I think we all need to stop being so scared and sad about it and just roll with it and try and make the best out of a bad situation.
I actually agree. It's actually not...
We're not
going
to be able to stop it.
Also, Bluey is so great.
What is that?
You've not seen Bluey?
Oh, God. Is it like the dog
Bluey,
thing?
No, Bluey's great. Peppa Pig.
You're about to get really excited about something you shouldn't get excited about.
Tell me.
No. You're getting excited about a children's cartoon.
Oh, I thought you were...
You're nearly 30 years old.
No. Okay, look. We've caveated again. Peppa Pig... The dad, bumbling. Like, he's always like, oh, Mummy Pig, can you help? Like, oh, and then was like, ah, ha, 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 Daddy Pig, you're
Mama
hopeless.
Pig's sick.
Mama Pig does everything. Like, it's the emotional labour. Like, the gender stereotyping in that show really stresses me out. And it's always just like, oh, Daddy Pig's just a bit of a buffoon. Whereas with Bluey, Mum's an architect. Dad does loads of... They both work. I can't remember what he does. But they're both...
Who cares?
I've got the book. Mum got Arlo the book for Christmas. It's very sweet. So I've got the...
That is very sweet.
Background on all the characters. Anyway, I think Bluey's got ADHD and they're just really cute the way that they... My affinity. They're really cute, like how the sisters hang out. And it's just like the dad's really like hands-on, and they did an episode about how the mum had postnatal depression when she had Bluey, and it was just like... But not like heavy. It's just like... It's just in passing. It's
Kids,
just
really... listen to how you made your mother incredibly depressed.
Listen, you ruined everything.
Yeah.
No, it's just... It's like, I think the show writers are aware that the adults are also watching it, if you know what I mean.
Like Toy Story.
Yeah, so it's just... I don't know. I really like it because there's a lot of shit made for kids and that is not shit.
Yeah. H2O just had water. She's never too young for that shit.
Zoe 101.
Zoe 101.
I am so upset didn't run for more seasons.
Well.
I know. poor Jamie Lynn. And you know, I did a full 360 on her.
Me too.
When she went in the jungle.
Me too.
Because I was swayed by the media. And
I know, when she went in, I was like, well, she ruined my childhood. I hate her. Oh, yeah. And then I saw her and I was like, I'm very sorry. I felt very bad for the way that I had never vocalised, but felt.
I know, it's so interesting as well. Mm. Context, listeners, if you're not massive Zoe 101 fans, fools.
Well, yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Weird childhood.
A little key. Oh, little key.
So this is Jamie Lynn Spears, is Britney Spears' younger sister. Jamie Lynn Spears got pregnant when she was basically doing Zoe 101.
Yeah.
And so it ruined her career. And I judged her. Like, I judged her for a teen pregnancy.
Yeah.
Internalised misogyny, never said it.
Yeah.
And then when she went into the jungle, Mum was watching it, and I said, how's you getting on with, like, do you like her? Because I hadn't started it yet, because I've been away. Mm. And she's like, oh yeah, I love everyone. I really like Jamie Lynn. And I was like, oh, well, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And she's been fighting with Britney, and blah, 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 blah. And then I watched it, and I was like, oh my God, you were a kid, and then you had to be emancipated from your parents because they tried to make you give up the kid. And, like, obviously, what trauma that she's endured.
Yeah.
And then who am I to judge her? Who am I to judge her? And I really had a full moment there.
I think we all did, Em.
Yeah.
I think we all did.
Good. Okay, who are all the Gen Z celebrities? Apart from...
I thought you said who are. I was like, for God's sake, how much time have you got?
I did say that, didn't I?
You said it's where I all the Gen Z.
Well, there's Tom Holland and Zendaya, who you saw the other day.
They walked past this very window. They walked past this window.
You saw them.
It was,
the window.
No, because I saw this woman. I was sitting out the window, and I must have looked really cool because I had music going. It was sunny, and I had a cup of tea, and I was sitting out the window, and I was like...
Ethereal.
But this woman walked past and I was like, that is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, I can't believe that's a real person. She looks like, I was like, oh my God, she looks like Zendaya. I was like, yeah, but if it was Zendaya, she'd have to be here with Tom Holland because he's, I don't know where he's from in England, but...
He's from Croydon.
And then lo and behold, look to her left, the little man was there. The little bugger was right there. I didn't even see him.
So
I was a bit, yeah. But I sort of went like, and the loud gasp, I believe, caught her attention. She sort of looked up and I went... And then I did a big smile. And then she looked away. But it was pretty cool.
Weirdo.
I was buzzing. Anyway, sorry, carry on.
Yeah, he's from Croydon.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He doesn't sound like he's from Croydon.
If I saw him in an interview with Stormzy.
Oh, did he ham it up?
He did a bit, yeah. He was like, oh, we're from the same place. And it was like, and then he made his voice the same.
My boyfriend's from that neck of the woods. And every time he's talking to his friends, he sounds very different to how he sounds when he's talking to me.
That's the same with Alex when he goes back to Ireland.
Yeah, exactly.
I can tell when he's on the phone to one of his Irish friends. I'm like, oh, there's a leprechaun in the kitchen.
Oh, he hangs up again. And then what's going on here?
Yeah.
What was the question about the celebrities?
It was a boring question.
Oh, God.
Why are all the trendy sneakers so bulky? I can answer that.
That question alone
so
sucks.
Toxic. When I was younger, I always wanted to wear the bigger the shoes, the smaller it made my legs look. Where did I learn that? That's why I wore brothel creepers all the time.
God, I loved those.
Do you remember the day I first got those? And I was so excited. And I did a hop, skip and a jump down the stairs into the kitchen. And I didn't anticipate the extra inch. And then at our mum's house, in the kitchen, like the stairs of...
Do a door.
Like, so it's like a door frame. And I was really excited. And I quite often skip, hop and jump down the stairs just for fun. And I didn't anticipate the extra inch that my brothel creepers had given me. It was my first time really with any kind of platform, any wedge, any height. I took a leap.
God, I wish I was there for that.
Do you not?
No.
I caught my head so hard.
The sound it made was legendary.
So no, do you remember when I fell down the stairs on Christmas morning?
Yes, very well. She got a pair of silk pyjama bottoms that were a bit too long for her. And bear in mind, this was not that long ago. This was about 5 years ago. So you were probably about 26.
Yeah, I was 25. Really,
and you could hear her running from her room.
I'm excited.
Excited for Christmas. Running downstairs and then just, ooh, and then, and because the door was closed, but there's a little glass window, so we could just see her head and her arms going by, and I immediately started laughing, and our mum was like, don't, like, wait, and open the door. You were fine. But then the moment passed. I didn't want to laugh then.
But I thought she was like really worried for me, and she was like, if we'd have to go to A&E on Christmas morning.
Well, no, that's just her though, isn't it? She was obviously very worried in her own
Polly.
Way. Bless her.
I am Polly, not spending Christmas morning in A&E.
She was worried. We were all worried.
Oh, that was I think about that so often.
Yeah.
But it's not fun anymore. Like slipping and falling when I'm carrying a baby.
Oh, I thought you just meant crickety old bones.
No.
Old, fragile, frail frame.
I know. I'm a constant argument with Alex as he keeps leaving his shoes at the bottom of the stairs. I know. And I'm like, do you want me to break my neck?
Death trap.
Do you want me to break my neck?
To be fair, the bottom of your stairs is lethal. And there's always shit there.
Try having a baby in London. Like, honestly, this is what I've realised. Like, actually, our flats, our house is one thing, but when I remember bringing Arlo's buggy here.
Oh, God.
When she was first born. And we carried it up the stairs and I put it on the side of the room and it just rolled into the middle.
There is a substantial lean in my flat. It's honestly, you put a marble on one end, you will lose it. It will just, it's just going to go under, everything is under the sofa. Everything has rolled under the sofa.
Nice, leave it there.
I'm going to. Not your problem. I'm not getting it. It'll just roll back again if I get it before me.
That was the best thing TikTok taught me, is that the back of my head is not my business.
Oh, God, yeah.
I live for that.
My back, I wish my bum was my business, because I think I have quite a nice bum.
You've got a great bum.
Thank you. But it's not my business.
No.
No.
My shirt's on inside
Alas,
out.
Alas, it's for the masses.
Today.
Mm. What?
My shirt's on inside out.
Oh.
It's bad luck to change it.
Is it?
That's what mum said. So.
Well, then it must be true.
Well, now I'm just stuck. Oh my God, there's one about, we haven't really done Gen Z thing, but this, while we're laughing at you, can we remember the Nintendo, when we had Nintendo DSs when we were kids?
Oh gosh.
And we used to play the game Nintendogs all the time. And you had a dog, you had a puppy, and you called it Lucinda.
Lucinda, I did! But you have to call it in a very specific way. They only respond to like the brightest of tones. So I'd be like, Lucinda! Yeah.
Lucinda!
Lucinda!
Lucinda! It's like, who calls their puppy Lucinda?
It's funny. It's a very funny name for a dog. I was ahead of the curve. I bet there's a lot of very charismatic dogs out there called Lucinda. It was weird considering how old I was. And then I dropped it down the loo. I dropped Lucinda in the loo and then I left her in an airport and I didn't tell anyone. If you're wondering what happened to Lucinda, that's where she
was.
Yeah, no. I remember exactly where I left her. She must have been squidged between like a chair in an airport.
How many like great shames do you have from childhood that you've just never told us? Like,
I have so many.
Okay, one more just before we end.
Unfortunately, I don't have unlimited access to them. They have to come to me at different points in the day, and only then can I decide whether or not I want to give them up.
Because that's really, really funny.
I know, it's really sad.
She'd probably starve to death.
Why would you say that?
Bag of bones.
Why would you say that?
It's probably what happened.
Right.
There'll just be a dead puppy in the airport.
Forever.
Forever. Lucinda's ghost. To haunt departures. And on that cheery note,
is that it?
This is it.
Oh, what?
Do you want to do it again next week? I mean, I'll come back.
I'd actually
I'll
love
come
to.
Back. Well, I'm coming back. Doesn't matter. I'll come back early in the week.
Come back
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I'd actually love come. To.
All right, fine.
Sorry, Alex, you're out of a job.
Well, she's decided. Well, actually, I have news on that. Al will be back in a couple more weeks. Until then, I think I found a co-host.
Well, no. Wait for the feedback.
Response.
Wait for the feedback.
All right. If you want her back. DM.
No, don't do that. That's so embarrassing. What if no one messages?
Okay. If you don't want her back, message me.
That's almost worse.
That's
I don't know.
I hate you.
Don't say a single thing about me. Don't form an opinion on me. Don't observe me. Don't perceive me. Please, for the love of God, don't perceive me.
Right,
I was
whether
never
you
here.
Want her or not, she'll be back next week for another Is It Just Me? Al will be back. We've got a date. We've got studio time booked in. But like I said last week, it's just really important that she just spends this time with Tommy, because you don't get this time back again. And that's the most important thing right now. And also, there are serious jobs that women have to go back to all over the country, and I'm not sure that this is one that she needs to...
Shooting the shit with your gal pals.
Shooting the shit.
No.
Oh, I thought she reached out her hand to hold my hand and she went to shake it, so that was crushing.
Business.
All right, guys, we will be back next week on Thursday. Love you loads.
Love you. Oh, sorry, love you. Wait, who are we saying love you to? Me?
I never know.
Oh.
Guys, love you loads. Oh. See you on Monday.
Oh.
Will you say goodbye, please?
Bye, everyone!
Goodbye, everyone. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye now. Thank you so much for listening. Should I Delete That? It's part of the Acast Creator Network.